Welcome back to the DraftKings Life Podcast. I'm Rebecca Thornburg, a recruitment marketing specialist. And we have a very special episode today because we are celebrating International Women's Day and Women's History Month as a whole. We are welcoming four women from across DraftKings to talk about the tech that they work on a daily basis and the impact they make here at DraftKings. We also have a very special guest host, Christina Akis, who is our new VP of Inclusion, Equity, and Belonging.
Hi. Yes, I'm very happy to be here today and co-host this episode. Like Becca mentioned, I'm Christina Akis. I am our Vice President of Inclusion, Equity, and Belonging here at DraftKings. And really what my team does is we build the systems, the processes, and the solutions to really foster a culture that makes all of our employees just feel safe, empowered, engaged, and championed. As a technology company at our core, we believe that the best innovation comes from diverse perspectives, thoughts, beliefs, ideas, experiences, and identities. And for this year's International Women's Day, we are inspired by the theme, Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. Here at DraftKings, we really do strive to help make women feel empowered to be their best selves and to always bring their innovative ideas to the table.
One way I've seen DraftKings really embrace that is through our Women's Business Resource Group. When I first came to DraftKings, I really felt so welcome, and it was a community for me. We had some charity events, we had networking events, we even had town halls where women were able to bring their challenges in life, bring the news to the table, and really talk about their feelings, and they were incredibly supported. This one community is able to uplift, support, and empower all of us. Christina, I wanted to ask you too, what are some other ways DraftKings is helping women?
Yeah, so outside of kind of building those communities of women and especially our allies, we also just take a very intentional approach to, you know, diversifying our workforce from a global standpoint when it comes to gender representation. That's through our hiring, our empowerment of women, and really building their careers professionally. We also have like a program right now that is meant to help spotlight our women here at DraftKings. So initiatives like this, like our podcast, but also putting, you know, some of our women on stages where they'll be able to not just represent DraftKings, but represent themselves and their own brand as leaders in our industry. And then even speaking more about our industry, like one of the ways that we can drive impact internally is also having an impact externally. So one of the things that we do is we partner with industry organizations that have the same alignment as us when it comes to empowering women. So organizations like WISE, Women Impact Tech, and Women in Tech are just a few.
Love it. Okay, so now we want to introduce four women from across DraftKings who are owning their work and helping us become a leader in our industry.
My name is Gabby Zhao. I'm a technical program manager, and I work with the data engineering teams at DraftKings. I guess you can kind of think of my function as like a bridge. My job is to make sure that what that work is creating is understood and translates well to the data engineering teams, and also in the other direction.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zamora Matthews. I am a workforce management specialist on the workforce management team. My job is to optimize schedules, improve productivity and cost for the contact center.
Hi, everyone. My name is Andrea Mock. I'm a data science engineer here at DraftKings. Most of my work is centered around recommending relevant content to users. And essentially, we use data to generate a better site experience for them.
Yeah, hello. My name is Monica. I'm principal software engineer at BOSS Unit. BOSS stands for Business Operations, Services, and Solutions. My unit consists of seven teams, which are responsible for various back office tools.
And now we want to jump into some questions. So Monica, I want to start with you. You've been at DraftKings for a while now, and you've seen the company and the tech grow so much over the years. How has your work made an impact here at DraftKings?
Well, basically, I follow three simple rules. I try to lead with empathy. I try to be empathic to my team members' needs and concerns. I care about their well-being and support them in their personal and professional development. I try to lead by example and set high standards for myself and my teams. Demonstrating integrity, accountability, and a strong work ethic is what makes you a great leader. At least this is what I believe. And nevertheless, I never stop learning and growing.
I work with the data engineering teams. In particular, when we're like building our data warehouses, a lot of the times those are made to support new features. And the work that I'm doing is helping to coordinate and define what is needed out of those data warehouses. So new features that have come out over the last few months, those are all like tiny hand that I've played a part in.
I've utilized one of our platforms, and I've been basically using like that resource to help me learn more about data analytics, Excel, SQL, all the things that I use on my day-to-day task at DraftKings. Basically, when I take all of the information that I've learned from there and I implement it into day-to-day tasks that I assist with, like the senior managers, the directors, and the information that I get is helping them make business decisions for the future.
What makes our tech so different and exciting?
As someone who personally isn't very interested in sports, what really attracted me to DraftKings was the different, you know, modeling techniques, all the different math approaches, and like the skills I was able to learn in this role versus, you know, am I really working in a sports field? Super exciting because there's so many opportunities that, you know, are still unexplored. And I think as we grow, there's a lot that we can still continue doing.
Yeah, and I feel that DraftKings technology stack is innovative, and our driving force is the customer, the player. We want to please our customers.
My answer to that is probably just that it's an emerging industry and there's so much opportunity. Like, no one has really done it before. So we're figuring it out as we go. And it's a really cool thing because there's no wrong answers. So we're trying out a lot of different things. We're adjusting as we go. And I think that the fact that we are using technology that other companies use, but trying to use it probably in a different way is really cool and exciting.
Andrea, so, you know, as you're just kind of starting in your career, what are ways that you've seen the digital gender gap shrink or even grow? And what would you want to see change?
Yeah, I mean, like, even today, we still see a considerable gender gap in the number of women who have access to technology or who are entering these STEM fields. But one of the things that we can really work on is trying to make sure that we give women the opportunities to take on more leadership roles and build their leadership skills. Having role models and mentors is huge in kind of bridging these gaps.
I would love to ask also the rest of the group, do you each have mentors or at the very least someone that you can reach out to or have reached out to when you had questions about work and whether it's the specific skill set or just emotional support? Like, what is your outlet to get through the days?
I've had great mentors who actually helped me feel confident and not ashamed to ask anything. So actually now, me being a mentor, this is something that I also want to achieve with my mentees. So it's really important to have a great mentor in order to progress and feel confident.
I'll definitely say I have mentors in like different aspects throughout my life. So whether it's my career, whether it's like my spiritual journey, personal stuff, like I just have people that I can go to for pretty much anything.
And Zamora, how has DraftKings helped in your kind of personal career journey?
Every day there's something new that my manager is teaching me or introducing me to, and I'm going back to study and master my craft and come back so that I can present the best data that I can. Every day is a new day, every day is a challenge, and you need that like working in this industry as it grows.
For me, one of my bigger goals is to grow into like an engineering leader and being a mentor, as well as being able to support other women in tech. And I think in my current role, I've had great opportunities in terms of having all levels of leadership within our data science team being open to hear my ideas and also support me on my journey, which has been really empowering. And even outside of, you know, my department, I've been involved with the Women's BRG, and I'm really passionate about mentorship. So being able to work on the DK Circles program, which is a new mentorship program here, has been a really great experience.
Kathy, how do you feel empowered by the work you do, and how do you uplift other women?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's really, I feel like this is such a simple answer, but something that has really made a difference for me here and just in general is I tend to ask a lot of questions. And I think at DraftKings, no one has ever made me feel bad about asking a stupid question. I think a lot of the times I can be very self-editing. And I also encourage other people to ask a lot of questions too.
I'd love to chime in. I think, Kathy, that is great, great advice, because what I have learned is that also just asking the question in the public forum, you'll realize that many other people have the same question, right? There are times I'll be in meetings, especially like I just joined and, you know, sitting in a lot of these meetings, I'm kind of pinging people like, hey, what does this abbreviation mean? And what does this mean? And the person I'm pinging is like, I don't know either. And they've been here for years. So it's kind of, it's this thing where, you know, sometimes people are scared to ask. And I think just us being empowered as women in the room to ask that question, I think will help not only other women in the room, but sometimes our allies and just men in general that are also participating in these meetings. So I love that advice.
I'd like to touch on what Christina had said and part a second of your question where you were asking, how do you empower women at DraftKings? I do want to step into leadership roles where, you know, I can help on the business resource groups with Shades or the women's group and, you know, maybe speak on a panel and talk to people that may be in an entry level or even senior level and give advice on my journey, things that I've learned growing in sports betting, and just throughout my career to empower other people and answer some questions that may not be answered and just be a leader in that form.
What has been the best piece of advice you all have received throughout your career?
The piece of advice that I really like is seek feedback and embrace lifelong learning. Seeking out constructive feedback from colleagues, mentors, and others who can help identify areas for improvement and growth helped me a lot. I also try to actively use that feedback to develop my skills and take on new challenges and be open to learning new skills, technologies, and approaches. And basically, that can help me stay competitive and adaptive in the IT field.
It's not advice, but a question that I've been really encouraged to ask myself a lot is, are you measuring yourself against the actual bar of success, or are you measuring yourself against an internal higher bar? And I think I struggle with perfectionism, and a lot of the women in my life also struggle with perfectionism. So I think that's been really helpful to kind of reset my thinking and acknowledge like what is actually being asked of me here. I'm putting my energy and my focus in the right places and not burning myself out over things that don't actually matter that much.
For me, the best piece of advice I've received is the worst answer you can get is no. So actually putting yourself out there and applying to different opportunities, even though you think you're not qualified, is the first step. Being able to take those kind of informed risks and try something new has really resonated a lot with me and has like pushed me to take some more risks in terms of like what I try to do and what opportunities I apply myself to.
For myself, it would be education is the key factor to success. There's just new things coming every single day, and you always want to stay ahead of the game. You always want to be an early innovator. So continue to educate yourself, being knowledgeable. You can always bring back information to your team and be one step ahead of your competitors and grow in your career.
I have received advice my whole life, probably because I needed a lot of feedback at certain times. could probably write a book about it, but I take heed to all of it. But I think the best piece of advice that I always give others is that you have to know and believe that you have total control over your career. Regardless of the limitations around you, from a society standpoint to an organization standpoint, to even down to your manager, if you don't have a supportive manager, that does not end your career. That does not limit your career. You have to be even innovative in the way that you approach how your career path and trajectory is going to move forward. So I think that has always been the piece of advice that I've always kept in my mind, is that I am in total control of where my career is going to go. So have a plan, set it, and act towards it. This really has been an incredible conversation. And just hearing your stories, it is affirmation that I, you know, made the best decision in joining this great group of women and joining this organization. So really loved talking with all of you today, and really do thank you for all of the work that you are putting into, you know, making DraftKings a great organization, but also in empowering the other women around you within our organization.
Want to hear more stories from our amazing teammates? Follow DraftKings Life on social media, except for LinkedIn, where we're simply DraftKings. This podcast is available on all major podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, we got you. Be sure to download, listen, and even throw us a 5-star rating. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.